Search me, said Ron. Same reason he didn't give it to you while he was alive. Same reason he left you an old Snitch and Hermione a book of kids' stories. Which is what? Asked Harry, turning to look Ron full in the face, desperate for the answer.
I don't know, said Ron. Sometimes I've thought, when I've been a bit hacked off, he was having a laugh, or he just wanted to make it more difficult. But I don't think so, not anymore. He knew what he was doing when he gave me the Deluminator, didn't he? Well...
Ron's ears turned bright red, and he became engrossed in a tuft of grass at his feet, which he prodded with his toe.
He must have known I'd run out on you.
No, Harry corrected him. He must have known you'd always want to come back. Ron looked grateful, but still awkward. Partly to change the subject, Harry said, Speaking of Dumbledore, have you heard what Skeeter wrote about him?
Oh, yeah, said Ron at once. People are talking about it quite a lot. Course, if things were different, it'd be huge news. Dumbledore being pals with Grindelwald, but now it's just something to laugh about for people who didn't like Dumbledore, and a bit of a slap in the face for everyone who thought he was such a good bloke. I don't know that it's such a big deal, though. He was really young when they...
Our age, said Harry, just as he had retorted to Hermione, and something in his face seemed to decide Ron against pursuing the subject. A large spider sat in the middle of a frosted web in the brambles. Harry took aim at it with the wand Ron had given him the previous night, which Hermione had since condescended to examine and had decided was made of blackthorn.
Engorgio!
The spider gave a little shiver, bouncing slightly in the web. Harry tried again. This time the spider grew slightly larger.
Stop that, said Ron sharply. I'm sorry I said Dumbledore was young, okay?
Harry had forgotten Ron's hatred of spiders. Sorry. Reducio. The spider did not shrink. Harry looked down at the blackthorn wand. Every minor spell he had cast with it so far that day had seemed less powerful than those he had produced with his phoenix wand. The new one felt intrusively unfamiliar, like having somebody else's hand sewn to the end of his arm.
You just need to practice, said Hermione, who had approached them noiselessly from behind and had stood watching anxiously as Harry tried to enlarge and reduce the spider. It's all a matter of confidence, Harry.
He knew why she wanted it to be all right. She still felt guilty about breaking his wand. He bit back the retort that sprang to his lips, that she could take the blackthorn wand if she thought it made no difference, and he would have hers instead. Keen for them all to be friends again, however, he agreed. But when Ron gave Hermione a tentative smile, she stalked off and vanished behind her book once more. All three of them returned to the tent when darkness fell, and Harry took first watch. Sitting in the entrance, he tried to make the blackthorn wand levitate small stones at his feet, but his magic still seemed clumsier and less powerful than it had done before. Hermione was lying on her bunk reading, while Ron, after many nervous glances up at her, had taken a small wooden wireless out of his rucksack and started to try and tune it.
There's this one program, he told Harry in a low voice, that tells the news like it really is. All the others are on you-know-whose side and are following the ministry line, but this one, you wait till you hear it. It's great. Only they can't do it every night. They have to keep changing locations in case they're raided. And you need a password to tune in. Trouble is, I missed the last one.
He drummed lightly on the top of the radio with his wand, muttering random words under his breath. He threw Hermione many covert glances, plainly fearing an angry outburst, but for all the notice she took of him, he might not have been there.